From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
I gotta say, I absolutely love our theme song. This is a really big, it's a good theme song, isn't it, Christine?
It's a very good theme song. I think we should just dance to it every time we hear it and dance all the sillies out and dance all the depression out.
What do you mean we should? Because I've been doing that every single time.
I'm not as spontaneous as you are.
Well, I do the editing, so I listen to that theme song a lot more. This is a very big episode. It is number 20.
My goodness. I can't believe we're here. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to everyone who has been listening, following the podcast, making contributions.
Uh-huh.
And I really hope that even if you haven't commented or sent a message, that it's touched you and that it's relating to you in some way.
Yes, because that is the whole aim of the game here.
Yeah.
So 17 diapers. You and I are no longer in the diaper phase of motherhood. Thank But 17 diapers doesn't necessarily refer to actual physical diapers. It's a whole trend that's sort of taken over TikTok. Yeah. What is this whole 17 diapers trend about?
So I'm on the mom talk side of TikTok, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And recently a mom posted a video where she said, "Let's count how many diapers I have lying around in my house."
Mm.
And it turned out to be 17 diapers that had been scattered around her house.
Okay.
And she picked them up, put them in the garbage, and the video was done.
Mm.
And people went off. I was very disappointed to see the hate that this mom got from some other moms, and then from people who clearly are not parents. But a lot of the comments started with, "Oh, that's gross. That's neglect. How could you do that? Your house must stink to high heaven. Why would you show that to the world?"
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the context was not taken into consideration. This mother's context is that she has a 2-year-old. She has a newborn. She is a nurse that sometimes works 12-hour shifts.
Sure.
They have a 3-story house. And she doesn't have like a set place with a changing table. So she changes her newborn wherever her newborn is,
mm-hmm.
and then just leaves the diapers there in little heaps. And then once a day goes through the entire house and picks it up and puts it in the garbage. But none of this was taken into consideration. And even without the context, I don't think it's something she should have been shamed for. So a lot of moms came out and said, "I might not have 17 diapers.
But.
And they started sharing their stories of these things that people don't necessarily understand, that not everyone goes through, or that not everyone sees. And it's just this whole trend of people sharing their 17 diapers. And that's then what we asked our Secret Life of Motherhood community
mm-hmm.
to tell us. What is your 17 diapers?
So Mama number one said, "My 17 diapers, I miss a lot of things. Either busy with kids, life, or work. I need a mommy in each of my kids' classes to remind me to do things. Send $20 to school concert things. Pack a picnic lunchbox for a special day at school. Give the kid money for Entrepreneur's Day. You know, wear a funky hat or funky socks." And she just can't keep up. So she says, half the time, kids are not dressed to the theme. I hear you, Mama. Other half, they might be late because we had to stop at an ATM for cash and I struggle. My eldest just started to organize her own things. Otherwise, she misses out. And she helps me to remember about the youngest's events. The struggle is real." Mama, the struggle is real. I feel your pain. I've said this in a previous episode. My kid went to school just dressed in normal clothes the other day for dress up day because that's all I could manage.
You know, this whole having your kids miss out, it's really a thing. It's a lot to remember. There was another contribution from a mommy that said, sometimes it's just pizza thrown into the oven or 2-minute noodles with cheese for supper. Balanced meals do not happen every day, although I try. Or dashing to the shop at 7 p.m. because I've forgotten in the day to rush to buy milk or bread. She also says, my son is very sensory with his clothes and he only wears a limited selection. So some weekends he wears the same shirt for the whole weekend because I just cannot fight with him all the time about changing. Mm. He sleeps in the shirts as well. So it's not as though I can wash it while he sleeps. Choosing my battles is my biggest motto at the moment. Amen, mommy. Choose your battles.
Exactly.
One of my 17 diapers is that some weekends I'm just so exhausted from the week and fighting with my kids about going to school and doing homework and eating and getting their asses through the bath that if they say Friday and Saturday they don't want to take a bath, I'm like, fine, you can walk around dirty and stinky because I just don't have the energy.
Yeah, I know. When I was sort of a new toddler mom, I would also allow one farki evening, like a piggy evening where you don't have to take a bath or a shower or whatever. And that has kind of escalated to sometimes, you know, like you said, Friday night and Saturday night. Ooh, shoot. Tomorrow's Monday, so Sunday we gotta get ourselves clean again. And that's fine, man. That's totally fine.
That really is. There was a comment online on this trend in this kind of vein about bathing and personal hygiene. Mm. And a lot of moms came out and said this. This one mom said, my 17 diapers were so bad. In postpartum, I didn't shower for 12 days straight, but my babies were bathed. Let's normalize postpartum struggles. She said she used to hide in the closet to cry so that her older kids didn't see her. She had to call her doctor and tell her she was having scary thoughts in her head and had to be put on medication. You know, and this is real, the whole postpartum thing. When you go out of the diaper stage and you get into the terrible twos and three-nagers and the fours, then you forget that postpartum struggle of not bathing for days.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is her babies were bathed. And that's something that a lot of moms said about the 17 diapers thing. Who cares that if they had 17 diapers lying around in their house? It means their baby was changed 17 times. There are babies that are being neglected and not being changed at all.
Correct. Just on this postpartum topic, I also got a private contribution where a mommy said, my 17 diapers is that after my second, I was so consumed by mom guilt, exhaustion, anxiety, and depression that I went straight into postpartum psychosis. So it's real. That is, and we need to normalize that it's normal. We need to normalize that. You know, and stop shaming 17 actual diapers lying around because come on.
We've all got our dirty little secrets.
So yeah, thankfully I skipped the postpartum chaos, or maybe I just can't remember it. Maybe I blocked it out. But currently my 17 diapers focuses on laundry. I do not have someone who helps me with housework, with laundry, with dishes, whatever. That's all me. And I do try and do laundry throughout the week, but you know, I'm tired when I get home. So sometimes that the washing side of it is like a Saturday or a Sunday problem, and ironing, that's just not on my list. So yeah, we walk around in unironed stuff. Rule is, if you want something ironed, you know where to find the iron.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my 17 diapers has been an ongoing struggle with wondering whether I should have ever done this mom thing. My daughter asked me a while ago, why did you even have kids? Because you never want to play with me.
Oh.
And that's my 17 diapers, is that I really struggle to play with my kids. And sometimes I would go weeks without playing with them and just say, play by yourself, please. Because I'm tired, because I don't like playing make-believe and playing dolls. I find it so boring. And that's my 17 diapers. A lot of people will be like, you don't play with your children every day. No.
Neither do I.
I don't think a lot of moms play with their kids every day. So I think the whole 17 diapers thing, thank you to everyone who shared. Sometimes your 17 diapers is painful to share out loud. Sometimes you feel ashamed. But that's why we have these conversations. Everyone has 17 diapers. And some might be more socially acceptable than others, but we all have that one thing. And just keep in mind that we need to support each other, try and see the context. And if it really is something that is a problem for the child, to someone's health, if it's dangerous, then that mom needs support. She doesn't need you to say,
no,
that's terrible.
No, jump in and help, offer help before you jump in and judge. And like 17 diapers, that's exactly what the secret life of motherhood is all about. So if you would like to join our community, it's a pretty cool community. You can head over to Facebook, search for The Secret Life of Motherhood. Right at the top of the page, you'll find a pinned post that leads to our WhatsApp group. You can also find this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, as well as, where can you also find it, Christine?
nova.com.na. Just go to the show page. Thanks, Anne. It's been another healing conversation.
It has.
And here's to many, many more.
Here's to episode 21 coming up next week.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.